Welcome to the Rofox Podcast. If you don't like it, you can kill yourself.
Oh my goodness, that escalated quickly. How do you keep finding these people?
Look, the world is full of extremists. It's not just yes. Trump supporters. I mean, Japanese. Japanese Sabaku guy, can we talk to you a little bit later? We've got your segment coming up later.
Hi. Okay. I will wait for you.
All right. Intense. Welcome to episode 10. We're in the double digits. I feel so accomplished.
You didn't get canceled yet.
Yeah, and it's not even midnight, so it is technically, like, our recording date that's on our sheet, as opposed to the last few times when it's like, I put the date in, and then by the time we started to record, it was actually already the next day.
Oh my gosh. Guys, you're never going to believe this.
Joining us for tonight is...
Jersey Girl.
Link.
N-A-G, and what will I not believe?
The word for 10 in Japanese is Jew.
It's so weird. I just sort of
J-U-U for those that are asking.
The timelines are obviously converging because, like, everything we cover, even if we think it's unrelated, winds up being related in some way. It's so bizarre.
So it's a J-U-U?
That's how you spell it. Or sometimes it's just J-U. But, yeah. Not to be confused with,
U-U is a double U.
You know that Japanese guy is staring at you, ready to lop your head off, right?
Yes, he's gonna.
Seriously, where do we find these freaks?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
But how do they keep getting in the studio?
Why didn't you hide the katanas?
I mean, the replicas, so they're not really gonna do any harm.
Guys. We have a sponsor I just never expected we would have this week. I never really considered this particular brand of podcast particularly right-wing or conservative. however, this week we are being sponsored by the Daily Wire. Don't y'all worry. We're not working for the Daily Wire because part of the Daily Wire contract specifies that they have to have YouTube-friendly content.
That's not us.
So I don't know why they're slumming it up with us. But, you know, we find brands that just want to clean up their reputation after something goes drastically wrong. And parting ways with Candace Owen, who seems to be kind of going scorched earth. I'm not sure who's going more scorched earth. It really seems like Jeremy Porny has been digging a hole he'll never get out of. The anti-Semitic trope that apparently pushed them over the edge was the phrase, "Christ is King." I did not know that was anti-Semitic. I mean, you know, Christian, yeah, but I didn't know that just saying something Christian was anti-Semitic. I kind of think the whole killing Jesus thing was a little anti-Christian, but, you know, like...
Technically, he was Jewish, so it was kind of anti-Semitic on themselves.
It was. And... Mm-hmm. And means it's interesting because we're like, oh, well, the Romans killed him. We're like, oh, the Jews kind of asked for it.
Literally, they begged it. They begged. They're like, no, do it.
Crucify him.
Crucify him. Crucify him.
Okay, don't get so into that.
Hey, blame Andrew Lloyd Webber for making a really catchy song. I don't support it, obviously.
Okay. All right. Yeah, did you want to talk about this one a little bit, Jersey Girl? you were doing the digging on Jeremy Boring's digging.
So this very, very unhinged person was interviewed by Jason Whitlock, and he very sincerely asked how saying Christ is King is anti-Semitic. He's like, when did this become true? Is it true? And how do I sum this up? Because this is a really long spiel.
Well, I mean, but I kind of like it. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous.
You want me to read it? you. I mean,
we can tag in and out. I just feel like it is a rant. Like, so this is Jeremy Boring, not Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro is the one who goes on these crazy rants and just that motor mouth. It's funny. Like, every once in a while, I play clips from Daily Wire things, and my grandma will look at me and she'll be like, I don't understand anything. He's a motor mouth. That's what she calls Ben Shapiro, a motor mouth. And he is. And I've seen Jeremy Boring, I feel like, on TimCast IRL once or twice or something.
Well,
but apparently he has the same disease.
Well, buckle up, because this literally goes 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds. How is saying Christ is King anti-Semitic? He starts. The same way anything becomes anti-Semitic when it is used for the purpose of expressing anti-Semitism. It's like asking, how does a shovel become a murder weapon? When it's used to murder someone, this isn't hard. A shovel is not innately a murder weapon. Saying Christ is King is not innately anti-Semitic. It's all about how the thing is used.
And in this particular case, Jeremy Boring is using that shovel to dig this hole deeper and deeper. Because if he had just quit there as... And the Daily Wire, like, they pride themselves. I'm like, oh, we make rational arguments. Nothing is rational about that argument. Like, it's just a circular logic. It's just idiocy.
Circle jerk.
Yeah. He continued saying... Eat some cornbread. It's not racist if I say it to my 3-year-old when she's refusing her dinner. If I start saying it in response to X posts by black commentators I don't like, it has taken on a meaning beyond what it is innate. In other words, it is connotatively racist, not denotatively racist. So too, Christ is King may be anti-Semitic in connotation while not in denotation when it's being used to express anti-Semitism. When did this become so? It has always been so. Is it so? Yes, innately. What the fuck, bro? But he doesn't set up the reason why using Christ is King. Like, he gave no context. Like, he said, if I say eat some cornbread to black commentators on X, I am now being racist. He says, but Christ is King is anti-Semitic when it's anti-Semitic. And I'm like, okay, give example. Please give example of this. He never fucking does. He never fucking does, and what he keeps on going on and on and on.
I think he also is ignoring the giant elephant in the room, in that Jesus was Jewish. So, I mean...
Yes. So, it's surely, if I rape and murder someone like Hamas did on 10/7, okay, now if any of you have been following Jimmy Dore, the fucking New York Times just fired the people who wrote the headline front page story about Hamas and rape victims because they found out that the story was bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, they found out the story was bullshit, and he is still propping up bad journalism, and you can't see, but I'm air quoting the word journalism, because it was propaganda. Mm-hmm. And people are not looking at this 10/7 attack for how bizarre it really is. And they're just believing any fucking thing, and then they're just reiterating. And he's making this inane argument that he never says in what context. He never gives a context. He just says, when it's being used to be anti-Semitic, it's anti-Semitic. That's all he ever says.
You skipped a part.
Okay, go say the part.
Additionally, saying Christ is King for an evil purpose, like using it as a weapon to express hatred or disdain for the Jews, is a grave sin. Because it plainly violates the third commandment, thou shalt not carry forth the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
Yes.
But right. I thought the Jews didn't think Christ was God. So what would it matter?
I'm not sure. Well, I think Jeremy Boring's actually Christian. But, you know, he knows what side of the matzah cracker his paycheck is buttered on. I mean, for serious, like, Ben Shapiro makes the Daily Wire. Like, there would be no Daily Wire without Ben Shapiro. And I mean, he's entertaining, but he's got blind spots the size of the lunar eclipse that didn't happen. No, he's got blind spots, like, that are just massive, because he is so embroiled in his Judaism that he just doesn't see facts.
Really,
ironically.
Yep.
What's really interesting is that the way the article is written, we just read those paragraphs out of order.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we read it, it would make sense for context for the next paragraph. But since it's not, it's kind of weird that they go back to the name of God.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well,
one must be cautious how one uses the name of God, he continued. God will not be mocked, invoking him in the vain self-promotion, or to troll Jews, or to attack your political rivals, is to carry forth his name in vain.
Again, there is no quote, there is no, like, this is the tweet that Candace Owens responded to when she said, Christ is king, and this is why it was anti-Semitic. It's all just hyperbole, hyperbole, hyperbole. Word salad, word salad, word salad. And you're a blasphemer. If you... So then he says, Jesus Christ is king, sure enough. King of heaven and earth. King of the Jews and Gentiles alike. You got a bruised reed he will not break, and very faintly burning wick he will not smother. So don't use his name as a cudgel to bash those in whom the light of God yet flickers. Show me when she used the shovel as a murder weapon, because you're still digging yourself a hole to fucking Xi Jinping. If you do, you're a blasphemer and an anti-Semite and a piece of crap, generally. And the fear of the Lord is clearly not in you.
It will be, though.
Oh, and just to double down on that, one of Owen's ex-colleagues, Andrew Clavin, a secular Jew who converted to Christianity, previously condemned Owens for using the phrase, and he's saying, and I quote, quoting scripture like Satan does in the Bible.
Wow. It's just, you know,
wow.
And I'm not one to do like whatever racial politics and shit like that, because I don't like to, but it is kind of funny, like all these stuffy white men going after the one black woman they had on their payroll.
Like, let's be racist, though.
I know.
A very powerful, successful black woman, and now she's under the shovel.
What's really depressing is, you know, the Daily Wire supposedly stands for free speech, and they're supposedly, you know, you've had all the guys basically on Daily Wire go on diatribes about, oh, justice on Twitter or X or whatever, justice on YouTube, yada yada, and they have one of their own who is like, I don't agree with what y'all are saying, and her speech was not free.
Nope.
Just to point out something, isn't it anti-Semitic to say that Christ is king of the Jews, considering the Jews themselves said he is not our king? Why is that sign above his cross? Isn't that technically anti-Semitic in and of itself?
You know, I'm not, like, Jeremy Boring was boring a hole into the earth all the way to China, and so, you know, they wanted some of our sweet, sweet clout. So we'd like to thank the Daily Wire for their sponsorship this week. Yay! Good luck, Candace Owens.
Good luck, Jeremy Boring.
All right, this brings us to Ambulance Chasers. That was going to be funnier when our Ambulance Chasers article was going to take place in Japan, but actually it takes place in space!
Hey, there's Transformers in space.
Yes. I thought their planet died. I thought that's why they came to Earth. Like, okay, yeah, sure, fine. Yeah, there's Transformers
so many
in space.
Different versions of it.
Elon Musk has been launching them up. So our Ambulance Chaser this week takes place in space. Cancer in space! You guys probably don't remember that segment from the Muppet Show.
The Muppet Show, yeah. Pigs in space.
See, all I can think of is History of the World Part 1 with Jews in space.
Oh, yes, Jews in space. That's right. Oh, see, everything's in space. I mean, it's all connected. Pigs, cancer, space, Jews.
Wait, that's not very kosher.
No. No, it's not. Yet again, we have one of these weird, soft-spoken women doing an interview. She's American, it would seem.
Of course.
But its coverage is BBC News. And she just seems, like, way too excited about sending tubers to space.
If we send these mini tumors into space, they triple in size in just 10 days, and it would take 10 years to see that on the ground. So cancer becomes unhinged in space.
She's like, and the cancer became unhinged. And it just started multiplying. These cancers grew more in 10 days than they would in 10 years on Earth. You know, she's like, okay, that's kind of creepy.
Are you sure she's not unhinged?
Oh, we're not sure.
Just likes to see it grow.
She likes to see it. Yeah. So she likes to see growth. All that
the
growth.
The cancer is a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, apparently. And so they were exploring the relationship of the ADAR1 gene that they think be a cancer kill switch. And, it, you know, perhaps it is. It sounds like their research was fruitful. One of the things they mentioned about this project that kind of creeped me out was they were like, oh, and the astronauts were part of the research too. And they were really committed. They weren't, I was like, all right, they weren't submitting blood samples. And I was like, do the astronauts have cancer? And then the commentator, no lies, was like, before we covered that, let's talk about something else. And guess what they never went back to cover? The astronauts role.
They gave the astronauts cancer.
I mean, maybe. Well, there's been a lot of linkage between high levels of radiation and cancer. And for those of you that don't know, the higher up in the atmosphere you go, like, airline pilots get a lot of cancer. People who fly a lot for business get a lot of cancer. That just the higher up we go into the atmosphere, the less protection we have from radiation. Mm-hmm. And when you get outside of the atmosphere altogether and you're up in space, you've got even less protection for radiation. Not to mention that I'm sure all the electronics in your spacey floaty capsule place probably have a lot of radiation too. So in any event, we don't know exactly why those astronauts were such an important part of this research. It's a little disconcerting, but they have come up with a new drug called Rebexinib. Like, somebody had a daughter named Rebecca, and they were like, I'm going to name the next one after you, sweetie, Rebexinib. And they think that could work as a kill switch to shut down the ADAR1 gene, which apparently is what, like, clones the little mini tumors. A lot of cancer tumors, I don't know if you, any of y'all know much about cancer, but a lot of them will have a primary tumor that suppresses a tumor that emits a tumor-suppressing hormone. And then when they go to remove that main tumor, and they're like, oh, yay, I got the tumor out of me, then, like, other tumors, like, pop up all over your body, like, because the big tumor, which was like the big mama or the big daddy tumor, was like suppressing all the little tumors, and they can't find them until that one's gone, and then they all just.
So basically, when mommy and daddy are gone, then the children come out and play.
Exactly. Pretty only much. It kills people. Because the children get in the lungs and the liver and the heart and the brain and the, yeah. So anyway, they think this drug will be efficient at killing cancer. That's what they think. And so then this whole interesting thing that where they never went back and explained why the astronauts were part of the experiment ended with this woman being like, we need this drug. We need clinical trials. We need, and it was just like, oh, okay. So is she a cancer doctor? Is she a researcher? Or is she just a pharma shell? You know, like, oh, we need this new pharmacological intervention.
How about all three?
Yeah, probably.
Well, the way she sounds, she probably just finished her career in Telesex.
I mean, yeah, she just finished something. She sounds like a very, very well-trained CIA agent. I mean, I don't know.
Or, you know, pharmaceutical rep. I'm not sure.
Aren't they the same thing?
They go to the same school for propaganda, I'm sure. So, anyways, I mean, like, obviously they need new cancer drugs because there's lots of people getting less cancer. And they're not even going to space. They're just, you know, like, getting less cancer. Which is probably because of sunlight or, you know, stress or or running marathons or red meat.
Whatever it is, it's not a vaccine.
It's not a vaccine. Anyways, that wraps up Ambulance Chasers for this week.
Tumors, transform and roll out.
disturbing. We don't want tumors to transform. Okay. Time for some Pacifically Speaking, Jersey girl.
Oh my god, talk about racism. That was Chinese, not Japanese, by the way.
Yes.
Maybe the.
I don't know. Did you forget we still have the old guy with the fucking katana watching us?
Are we talking about Japan now?
Yes. Please don't kill us. Can we finish first?
No, I will not kill you. I will make sure you have a way to kill yourself if you are dishonored.
Well, either get it over with or this infection is going to kill us. Or you. A mystery infection is on the rise with a 30% fatality rate in Japan.
That's pretty high, 30%.
That's gonna get it to
so, you. Could this be the mysterious disease X we've all been waiting for? Is this revenge on Japan for not complying with the COVID shit? I mean, who knows? What is it? The nation's National Institute of Infectious Diseases has recorded a significant rise in cases of
streptococcal toxic shock syndrome, which is like I had strep throat and I put it on my tampon. I'm not sure. Like anybody who's ever used tampons know that they're like, oh, watch out for toxic shock syndrome. So like I thought that that was something you could only get through your hoo-ha, but apparently Japanese people can get it in their throat. I mean, I don't want to know how that happens.
They wear face diapers all the time. They've been doing it for decades.
That's true. So yeah, that so it's about having substances that are not natural and you know, sensitive areas of your body. And so I guess, yeah, I would say that toxic shock syndrome around your face and mouth might be caused by having something that's not natural covering your face and mouth all the damn time.
So in 23, 941 streptococ cases, I mean streptococcus infections, listed as the highest since before the COVID shit. And then in the first 10 weeks of this year, they're already at 474 infections.
And it's causing death in young people too. Like the thing about COVID was that, it was, we knew right from the get-go that the people who were dying of COVID were predominantly old people and people with really, you know, dozens of comorbidities. But they're saying that 30.9% of the cases among those aged under 50 resulted in death.
Well, all I'm going to tell you is that if this mysterious, possibly disease X doesn't kill them, the flesh-eating disease is going to. Apparently, they got that going on, too.
Well, the bacteria, that streptococcal bacteria that's, it causes both strep and impetigo. So it's the same bacteria for both streptococcal infection and impetigo. And impetigo is a symptom like a skin lesion. Mm-hmm. And the strep is like more a bacterial internal infection.
Well, naturally, the governments are going to try and say, the world governments, not necessarily Japan, but this article certainly is trying to make the connection that the sudden surge in cases seem to appear to be the result of the loosening of the bullshit measures that would have prevented infections and other diseases. Let me reiterate, Japan has been using face nappies for decades.
Yeah,
this is nothing new.
They still do.
Yeah.
So I don't even fucking know it. What restrictions would have kept people from getting infected with?
It seems like it would get worse.
Japan didn't even have restrictions.
They just went about their normal shit.
Yeah, because they're so programmed on wearing masks.
How else do they have
and staying apart anyway? So,
well, they
didn't even need.
They can't really stay apart in those cities. No, like yeah, they get crammed in for like their. Haven't you seen the people pushers in the subway? They have these big bars, and they push people into the subway cars with them. Like, they cram them through, like, so the doors will shut. Oh, good lord. One of the things that we've known, and I hate to bring it back to this, but one of the things we've known about the COVID shots, and Japan did get some. They discontinued them and then, like, did their own because they were like, these are contaminated with, like, metals and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But is unequivocally, they damage the immune system. Like, there's just tons of evidence that people who've had, the more COVID shots people have had, the less powerful their personal immune system is.
Mm-hmm.
So this sounds like, you know, degraded immune systems. It's young people. It's young people who are dying from this, who should have stronger immune systems, mm-hmm. and they don't. So something has fucked up their immune systems.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what.
I don't know. I got no idea. I'm sure it wasn't Moderna.
Or Pfizer.
Or Johnson.
Moderna is the one that they kicked out of the country, though, after a little while. But they, you know, they gave some out. Anyways, so what else is happening with Japan?
Well, since they're running out of time, it seems, and all their people seem to be dying, Japan is starting to broker fighter jets to other nations because they're done being pacifists. It's like, fuck it, we're dying. So, fuck the pacifism. It didn't work, apparently. I mean, so fuck it. So, as we notated, one or two episodes ago, they getting the band back together with, you know, Italy, and Germany is still unaccounted for. But their old pal Great Britain has stepped up to the plate, and I think they're in talks of maybe having a new bandmate. And, in a joint session, Italy and Japan and Great Britain have all agreed to buy and sell fighter jets.
Hmm.
Japan being the broker and Italy and Great Britain being the customer.
See, and I'm surprised that we haven't heard anything from the U.S. about this. Because, like, I mean, come on. Like, everybody's supposed to buy our fighter jets. Like, what? Guys, what do you mean you're going to buy fighter jets from Japan? We make fighter jets. Don't you want our fighter jets anymore?
Well, the reason they're doing this is because it's to replace the aging fleet of the American-designed F-2 fighters and the Eurofighter Typhoons from UK and Italy.
Uh-oh. So they're saying is our fighter jets have gotten too old, and they want the young, peppy, sexy Harajuku fighter jets.
One thing coming back to the U.S., we already have a big customer in Ukraine. Our jets are coming there, are going there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, I think that's really the problem. I think we've overextended ourselves to Ukraine. We're overextending ourselves to Israel. And all of our other allies are, like, seeing the writing on the wall. They're like, fuck, it's not going to matter what we want from the U.S. We're not going to fucking get it because they're too busy. They're too busy, like, with the fight between their wife and their side chick. You know, like, they're like, oh, we got to give all of our money to Ukraine. Oh, no, we got to give all our money to Israel. No, we got to give all our jets to Ukraine. No, we got to give all our bombs to Israel. And everyone else is like, oh, what about us? What about... Okay, man, you know.
This is why polygamy and polyamory is not usually a good idea. It gets very expensive.
America, the land with too many mistresses. Yep, so now Japan's, like, moving in on our other chicks and being like, hey, ladies, you know what? I've got better, faster, harder fighter jets.
What's the word from our Japanese guy that...
Hoi, yes, sir. We will now sell a fighter jet. You can just keep sending all of your goodies to your girlfriends.
Excuse me, Mr. Japanese person. Are they going to be Transformers?
This is need-to-know basis only. Oh. America does not need to know. They are no longer selling us a fighter jet. So we make a new, better fighter jet. It's classier fighter jet. Mm. It's smaller, but faster, more efficient fighter jet. We make better.
So is it going to be running on hydrogen like those monorail cars from Toyota?
That is a need to know, Oli. You do not need to know.
Wow. I guess their pacifist days are over. Yeah. That was really hostile. Well, good luck with your new partnership, Japan, and
hope things work out between you and Germany.
Oh, we do not talk about Germany.
We better not. I don't think we should bring up that sore topic. Yeah. We talked about Germany a lot last week, so I think we're good. So, anyways, let's party like it's 1984, shall we?
Whoop, whoop.
So, speaking of Transformers, my favorite Transformer was always Optimus Prime. I don't know. I had daddy issues, and my daddy was a trucker, and
yours too.
Yeah, and actually, I was a weird kid. Like, I didn't have crushes on real people. I had crushes on cartoons when I was little. And I had a crush on Optimus Prime. I was a robosexual. That was my earliest identity. I just was in love with Optimus Prime. I thought he was Dudley.
His voice actor was pretty hot.
I never even knew what his voice actor looked like. I was just I would date that truck. They say we always want someone who resembles a stronger parent, right? And like I said, daddy was a trucker.
Peter Cullen was his voice actor, and he happened to be Canadian.
Oh, well, that's interesting. This is a truck story that does not have anything to do with Canada. This is about U.S. trucks, although I'm sure it's just as bad in Canada. But it's interesting because I was having this conversation with a couple friends a few months back. And they seemed very, very content with the fact that our entire U.S. commercial fleet of heavy trucks are federally mandated to use ELDs, which are electric logging devices. Now, these devices supposedly are mainly to track driving hours, and this is a safety thing. So this is the U.S. federal government mandating that any and all U.S. licensed CDL truckers driving the big rigs have to have this thing that's keeping track of their hours so that they have to pull over. They have to take their breaks when scheduled, not a minute over, or else they get penalized, they get dinged, they get fined, whatever. And some of them are not just logging hours, but they've got cameras and they're tracking the eye movements of the trucker. Mm-hmm. So if they look too long to the right or to the left, or something slides down the seat and they try to grab it or something, they can get reported for not having their eyes on the road. I kind of think this bullshit, because I think truckers should be able to judge when they need a rest, when they need a break. They don't even fucking keep that close to tabs on doctors and nurses whose literally lives are on the line, but they do not restrict their shifts at the the same way that they restrict truckers' shifts. But in any event, they've been doing some stress tests, essentially, on the electric logging devices. What was that word we weren't supposed to use with IT? It wasn't stress test. What was it? It was penetration testing. They've been doing some penetration testing.
Well, they're not dicking around, are they?
They have found some ports of entry, some weaknesses to the system of these ELD devices. Now, these ELD devices are supposedly, they're really just there to log data, track driving hours, log data on engine operation, vehicle movement, and distances driven. That's what supposedly these ELDs are for. However, the risks involved with someone hacking into these ELDs is that they could manipulate data. So what? They're going to report that the trucker has driven his allotted hours when he hasn't, or not driven his allotted hours when he has, or spread malware from truck to truck, or they could take control of a truck. They could fucking remotely drive a damn big rig with this. So that tells me that the ELDs aren't really just logging data. They're there to be a kill switch to shut down a truck if the trucker isn't complying with his, you know, mandated driving and resting requirements. And I mean, if anybody's ever driven more than, you know, a couple hundred miles and like gone on a real road trip, you know, you can run into traffic. You can run into inclement conditions. You run into any kind of thing that can keep you from a safe destination to pull over.
So many variables.
And so the idea that we're putting truckers on the road and telling them you're going to be monitored, you're going to be watched, you have to stop when we tell you to stop, you have to rest when we tell you to rest, no matter where you are, if you reach your time allotment, you're done, and we've got a kill switch for your vehicle. And now, but this is such an unsafe kill switch that anybody could get in there and like take over driving your fucking truck.
Don't forget that the cyber attacks are coming.
Yes.
And so, comprehensive cyber attack is going to make the COVID-19 crisis look like a minor disturbance.
So, yes. And I mean, you know, I wonder if all the trucks are going to pull off the road when we have our big solar eclipse, because they're shutting everything down. They're shutting down banks. They're shutting down schools. Yeah. Whatever. But I mean, it just seems like it's like another authoritarian overreach, just that the trucks have to have the shit in them in the first place. I mean, truckers are going to face fines if they fuck up anyway. And there were other ways of telling if they were, you know, taking their breaks or whatever. Like, basically, if they covered too much distance without, you know, taking a break or whatever. It's like, and I mean, I trust...
If they last longer than 4 hours.
I trust a 32-year-old trucker, like, saying, oh, I can go another 2 hours. Like, more than I trust this machine that could hack in and fuck up our entire, like, supply line. Because the trucks are that's what gets us our food. That's what gets us our
everything.
You know, auto parts and cleaning supplies and Dawn for putting sealant in the planes that we're making.
This is how China's gonna get revenge on the United States. Remember, they said we were gonna pay for fucking them over, and this is how they're gonna do it. They're gonna fuck with our supply trucks. Be like, oh no, you no get our product. No, our product, ours. Ha. Suck it, bitch.
Does our resident Chinese want to wait in?
Oh, we don't need to do anything like that. Oh, if your product is already in US, we already decided it's not good enough for China. We send it to you because we want to use our shitty things. That's why we send them there. We don't care. No. We just want to fuck with you. If we decide to use the ELD device to stop your truck, it's just because we want to fuck with you.
I'm so glad my poor father is not here to see this. May he rest in peace, because he would not be okay with this.
I don't think my dad would either. I don't think Optimus Prime would be okay with this.
Nope.
And he is a sentient truck! Could you imagine telling Optimus Prime, no, you've driven enough hours, sir. It's time for you to take a nap. Like, I don't think that would fly. I think he'd be kind of pissed off, you know? Like,
but the Decepticons will take advantage of the fact that I am sleeping.
sorry, Optimus. You're a big you've got to follow the rules.
Sorry, man. Autobot, you cannot roll out
right now. What if I transform back into?
Sorry, it's still logging your mechanical operations.
Meanwhile, Megatron, in his gun form, now he kills people.
That's a gun that does kill people. He's not even you don't even have to be a people to kill that guy. He's a sentient gun that kills people. Oh my god, it just blew my mind. Okay. So yeah, that's us partying like it's 1984.
Which, if I remember correctly, the Transformer series did come out in 1984. I think it did.
Transform and roll out.
Okay. That brings us to a brand new segment called America. Fuck yeah! Link, why don't you tell us what America is up to today?
A lot of people are talking about this. We got it from Reuters. UN Security Council demands immediate Gaza ceasefire after U.S. abstains.
We're abstaining. Like, so they can't keep calling us such a...
warmongering whores.
Warmongering whores. Yeah. Decadent. So we're not being decadent. We're abstaining from something for once. Oh, that's great.
Several times the UN tried to get a ceasefire in Gaza, and the U.S. was pulling the stops on it. And now, this last vote on Monday, the U.S. abstained, and all the other nations voted in favor of the ceasefire.
That's why she was so bored when she's just like, for those that can't see, I'm raising my hand and looking away from my hand.
Her eyes.
Yes! She literally looked that bored.
She's like, oh, fuck, I can't stop this time.
Fine. Bibi Netanyahu thinks that we should have stopped it because he's pitching a fit that we didn't use our veto power to veto the resolution. It's like, you know, Bibi, sometimes you gotta read the room. And when there's 15 of y'all in the room and 14 of y'all are like, yeah, let's stop fucking killing people in this little tiny part of the world, and where some people are committing what would look like ethnic cleansing or a genocide. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it's not the appearance of, you know, that. And then there's one person holding out, and like for that person to be like, you know, like, you know, and I know, Bibi, I know, you're jealous of Ukraine. We have sent billions and billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine lately. I know you're feeling like we're paying too much attention to the side chick, but buddy, baby, read the room. We didn't vote in favor of the ceasefire.
We're just abstaining.
We're abstaining from voting altogether. So no, we didn't veto, but we didn't vote. So have you guys seen the Ryan Long video? He shot it, like he loaded it out the same week that like Israel and Palestine started, you know. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. And so he was like, if the whole crux of this video is him going around like, hey, I'm not sure if I should make my Twitter post pro-Israel or pro-Palestine, because like this person is pro-Palestine and I really respect him, but then my agent said maybe I should go pro-Israel because, you know, a lot of Jews in show business, and yeah, like, I mean, it's and he's walking up to people on stage, he's like, hey, I'm just wondering, have you made your decision, are you pro-Israel or pro-Palestine yet, like I'm just trying to figure out which one I should be. I mean, it feels like that. It feels like the U.S. is like, oh fuck, if we vote, we're stepping in it, because if we vote yes, then, you know, half the country and was APAC, whatever, that the
UN's
it's the Jewish lobby that like puts all the Congress people in Congress. Like they're gonna be mad, and we've got elections coming up and we can't vote against them because their money pays for our elections. And then like, oh, but if we vote, you know, against Palestine, then half of our constituency is going to be like, they're not going to show up to vote for us because, in Michigan, they had people show up to the primaries in Michigan, uh-huh, Democrat voters, and they voted none of the above because
they're all supporting
Gaza. So it'd be crazy. So anyways, I didn't mean to step on
here. And going back to Netanyahu throwing a tantrum, he canceled a visit to the U.S. that he was going to talk about attacking Rafah.
Which we've all kind of said no, because Rafah is technically a refugee camp. It's specifically for displaced persons. Like, you don't attack a refugee camp, like the place where people fled to because they were being attacked.
Attacking refugees.
I really sense a
everywhere.
Divorce coming. I hope the U.S. was smart enough to sign a prenup.
Oh, no. No. No, no, that didn't, you know.
No prenup?
No prenup.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's like, I just want the U.S. to look at me the way it looks at Israel.
Hey, I mean, just wait a few more weeks. You might get your wish. I mean, if that divorce is coming.
I don't know. I don't think we will ever look at... Well, so what I think is interesting about where we're at right now is that what I think is promising. Here's the gold pill in all of this, or the white pill. But I like gold pill. Like that's gold's a better color for hope, I think, than white.
Well, white is also racist.
Yeah, that's true. Gold is anti-racist.
It's anti-Semitic, though, if you intend it to be.
What? Yes, because the Jews have all the gold. That's what you're implying.
Give me your Juco. I know you got a cat. I want your Juco. So, what I find promising about this current situation is that you have Americans for the first time in my lifetime on both the left and right saying, fuck your wars. Like, America, or, you know, not America, but like government, like, you're not representing us because we don't want this shit anymore. Mm-hmm. And you've got, I'd say there's a larger number of people on the right who are saying no more war in Ukraine, a larger number of people on the left saying no more Palestine. But by and large, you're getting this cross-section. You're getting people from both the right and the left that are like, fuck the wars. We're done with this. We're tired of this. We're tired of sending our time and treasure and, you know,
and people.
And we know that that's the next ask. And we know also from reports that we really do have boots on the ground in both of these theaters already, even though no war has been authorized by Congress. This is completely illegal. We should not be over there in any stretch, in any way. And yet, we know we are, and we know our money is going over there, and we know that America, like, our economy is hurting, our people are hurting, like, so much is going wrong at home, and we're just shoveling, with Jeremy Boring's shovel, money offshore to Ukraine and Israel. It's all about elections, because, you know, Ukraine did all the money laundering for the 2022 midterms, and AIPAC, I think I'm saying that right. The Israeli lobby. You know, they pay for the presidential election. They lead out millions of dollars for both parties. Whoever will give them the best hand job. Anyway, so Americans are finally waking up to this shit, and it's coming out on both the left and the right, and it's very promising. I think so. Anyways,
by the way, you are correct. It's the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. That is a long line of shit. But yeah.
So wait, all this time I thought Ukraine was the side chick and Israel was the wife. Maybe we're having the affair with Israel. I'm not sure. It's a public affair.
See,
Israel is definitely the wife. Cause,
yeah, I know.
Like, 90% of our politicians are dual citizen. Israel, U.S.
Good to know.
Which, I just, you know, just shouldn't... I had the opportunity to be a dual citizen as a kid, and I decided not to pursue that because I was like, I might want to run for political office someday, and I don't think it's appropriate for me if I wanted to run for Congress or another higher office.
Unless your second citizenship is Israeli. Then it helps you.
Then it helps you. I didn't know that. I was just a dumb kid who thought, I'm American. I'm going to be so... That's why I said, America! Fuck yeah!
Coming again to save the motherfucking day, yeah!
All right. I think that means it's time for... Oh, a two, a World War III, go! like we haven't really been talking about World War III all night long, essentially. Like, I don't...
This is the big lead-in.
Yes. So we had an attack in Moscow. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, ISIS attacked Moscow. Which is like, why?
Like, immediately everyone was saying, it was ISIS.
And I'm not even sure what motive ISIS would, like, usually if like a crime has been perpetrated. There's so ISIS supposedly claimed... responsibility for it.
Supposedly, yes.
But I don't think ISIS, in claiming responsibility, said why they attacked, like, because they care so much about Ukraine? Which, I mean, I'm not saying Ukrainians are Nazis and ISIS also hates Jews, but... But I mean, mean, that's the only tie-in I could come up with. I don't understand.
It actually doesn't make sense, because ISIS is supposedly Muslim extremists.
Yes, supposedly.
And Russia was defending Palestine, which is a Muslim population, mostly. Why is ISIS attacking Russia that was defending Palestine and not Israel that is attacking Muslims?
Because according to the article, fuck you, that's why.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, according to Israel, a long, long time ago, when they were asking for an English translation of what Mossad meant, they came back at them and told them that they could call it the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service,
ISIS.
Yes. Which is just like, okay. And then there have been all these clips recently resurfacing about Hillary Clinton saying, like, yeah, we started ISIS. We totally made that.
The people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan. And we did not want to see them control Central Asia. And we went to work. And it was President Reagan, in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what? Sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military. And let's go recruit these Mujahideen. And that's great. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam, so that we can go beat the Soviet Union. And guess what? They retreated, they lost billions of dollars, and it led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. So there's a very strong argument, which is, wasn't a bad investment to end the Soviet Union, but let's be careful what we sow, because we will harvest.
We made that up. And so then anytime someone's like, yeah, Hillary Clinton and Obama totally made ISIS, they funded it, they created it. Mm-hmm. You're a conspiracy theorist! Like, no, well, Hillary Clinton said... Yeah. She said,
right out of the horse's mouth.
I mean, these are the same people that ignored the fact that the bitch literally said in her own words, out of her own mouth, during a live debate, war with Ukraine, we will have.
Yeah, so, anyway. So, for some reason, ISIS is on the hook, presumably, for attacking. Now, so there was this... They were terrorists, these people running around shooting short bursts, magazine reloads, and a style of fighting that is very much akin to NATO troops and, you know, like, troops trained by the U.S. military and or the CIA. Like, it's a very specific style of fighting that's a very Western style of fighting. So, but again, that tracks if we did create ISIS, if we are, you know, following the... But here's the thing. So everyone assumed... that these guys would get into Moscow, kill somebody, like 100 people. Mm. Like 100 people fucking killed at, what, a concert? Like,
yeah.
Music is no longer safe. We killed people at a concert in Israel. We killed people at a concert in Moscow. Like, just don't listen to music anymore.
I mean, think back in the day when the whole thing happened in Vegas.
That was also a concert. So apparently music and murder go together, like... Skulls and Bones on 322. So Russia caught these terrorists. They caught four of them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just kill them. They caught them. They let them like escape, and they caught them en route back to Ukraine. And so now apparently they are confessing, according to, I was listening to a Reese report by InfoWars, I was listening to And We Know, Russian Telegram, like all the Russians on Telegram are like, yeah, no, this isn't ISIS. These are trained hitmen. They said that they were being offered, I forgot, it was like $5,000 or
500,000 rubles.
Yeah, which is like the equivalent to $5,000.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was just to do that one attack or if it was like per person that they killed. I was a little confused by what the pay scale was.
I'm not sure either. But I seen part of one of the interrogations, and the guy is saying that he's a mercenary.
Yeah, they were hired on Telegram. Like, that place is a hot... Telegram and Discord, like, don't go on there unless you want a CIA person to turn you into a mass shooter. Like, this should be the only thing that that they're doing on there is, like, they're radicalizing people and offering them money and weapons to go and shoot up schools and concerts and stage attacks.
Are we in the wrong business?
Do we have a Telegram chain? As a matter of fact. Hakitana will annihilate for the right price.
I need to correct myself. Earlier I said war with Ukraine. I meant war with Russia.
Oh,
is what Clinton said.
Okay, yeah, because that makes more sense because
I had to correct myself.
Well, she said it without even saying it because she was hell-bent on establishing no-fly zone with Syria. Mm-hmm. And Russia had said, like, if you do that, that's war. And she's like, okay. Okay, yeah. Oh.
Bring it.
Don't threaten me with a good time. So you know who else said don't threaten me with a good time was Victoria Nuland, who as recently as February 22nd was all giddy about the more funding we were sending to Ukraine. She's like, Putin is getting a surprise.
Oh my God.
It's going to be me wearing a fur coat and nothing else.
But joke's on him. There's an explosive vest.
Oh, he will commit sabaku. Like, yeah, the only way to get Victoria Nuland's naked body out of your mind would be to kill yourself. Like, there's this video of her, like, in that Reese report, and it's so creepy. It's the worst I've ever seen her, and she looks like Umbridge from, like, how you picture Umbridge in a Harry Potter. Like, not who they actually cast as Umbridge, but who you picture as Umbridge. Like, she looks like a toad. Like, her face is just like, she looks so creepy. And so, yeah, it's definitely not someone I'd want showing up.
Those reptilian jeans.
Oh, she creepy AF. And so, as recently as 2 weeks ago, both the U.S. State Department and the U.K. State Department were telling our citizens who were in Moscow that they might want to not go to public events. They might want to lay low for that. Something was going to happen in Moscow. So, all right, yes. So, yes. They were saying, oh, hey, you know, and the number 322, the date of the execution of this operation, does coincide with a number that's very, very specific to our intelligence community.
Very schoolsy and bonesy.
Very schools and bonesy, yes. And Ukraine's been threatening to take war to Russia. And so this whole bullshit that, like, oh, yeah, it was ISIS. Like, it was a little bit sus that just days before that, wasn't that Obama's trip to
the UK?
UK, yes. And he just walks into 10 Downing Street, like,
President Obama, will you have a moment? Please speak with us.
And they did not.
And don't you think it's a little sus they were calling him president?
Right.
I feel like they continue to call people, like, people who've been, like, governor or president.
Sometimes they still call Trump president, too.
It depends on which side of the media they're on. Yeah. If it's CNN, it's former President Trump, or just Trump, you know. and then, you know, if they're on the more right-leaning side of the media, they're like, President Trump, so... I don't know.
It makes me wonder, because we did cover the question, is Biden really in charge? So
Biden really alive? Biden's
not in charge of his own bowels.
I'm still convinced that they tried to do the upload download of conscience into some poor schmo who was sitting around catatonic in a nursing home, and they put, like, Joe Biden's brain into, like, oh, have you guys ever seen Get Out? You've seen it. Oh, you haven't seen Get Out?
I don't think so.
All right.
That is an intense
spoiler
movie.
Alert. This movie's, like, more than 5 years old, so if you didn't see it, fuck yourselves.
Roger.
So the premise is that they were taking the bodies of these black men and women and, like, downloading old, decaying, decrepit white people who were dying, like, downloading their conscience into these black people. Uh-huh. But there was a little bit of, you know, every once in a while, the person whose body it was, like, their conscience would kind of, like, bubble up to the top and they would, uh-huh. like, say something or they would freeze and, like, there'd be, like, a battle of the conscience inside. So
interesting.
So yeah, so like
some I think even gave warning to the protagonist.
Yes, hence Get Out. That's uh-huh. actually where that came from. So yeah, I'm convinced that Biden is like, you know, some catatonic body they found in an old folks home. They tried to download Joe Biden's brain into it, but it was too decayed, and now they've got a decayed brain on top of a decayed brain.
So so it started like Get Out, but ended up Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes. Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, so it'll be interesting to see what the messaging is of that program. But so much of the messaging that gets produced is actually, you know, our good friends at CIA really do have their finger on the production of films and television. And they want us to form certain opinions. Mm-hmm. Like they are pushing. And so it was really funny. Back in 2016, like, so funny that we went from 0 to 100 all of a sudden, like, oh, look, these emails got leaked from the DNC. Oh, they were Russian hacked. It was a Russian hack, which got fully fundamentally disproven. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no way in hell that if Russia actually did hack these emails, they'd be able to tell this quickly. Like, they wouldn't know because it would take a lot more forensic exploration. Mm-hmm. Russia's good at hacking. Come on, you know, like.
Not to mention, Russia really doesn't want to fuck with us. They know it's mutual destruction if we actually did go head-to-head. If we actually throw in and we're serious, it's mutual destruction.
Not only that, in the interview with Carlson, Putin said that he wants nothing but friendship and cooperation with the West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Because he knows mutual destruction awaits because... Mm-hmm. One thing we and Russia and I think China and a few other countries have in common is that fancy little red button that we have a fucking senile old motherfucker guarding. Scary to think about, but...
Come on, Jack. That looks like candy. Come on. Let me press it.
If he needed to use a nuclear weapon, he wouldn't even like, what's the code? The code? What code? I don't know.
The code is ice cream, man.
It's vanilla chip, mocha, right? Something. I need a kid. Give me a kid I can sniff.
cherry Coke.
Anyways, so that's our party like it's World War III. Like it really does. It does look like probably something coordinated by intelligence agencies. And at this point, I think MI6, CIA, Mossad, they're all interchangeable.
And at the very core, they are the
different
same.
Branches of the same chain tree.
Suction cups on the same octopus tentacle. Hail Hydra. Hail Hydra. All right. Which brings us to PSYOP, or Serious Problem. Both, I think, in this particular case. One of our favorite people on Rumble is Just a Dude. And Just a Dude actually doesn't post his own content. He takes, like, other people's stuff and reposts.
Shout out to Just a Dude for liking our tweets.
Thank you, Just a Dude. We appreciate the love on X. We love you, too. We love your Rumble channel. We learn all kinds of good stuff on Rumble from you. Great channel. Subscribe to him on Rumble. After you subscribe to us, please also subscribe to us. but he was posting a post from Grace Really Graceful, who I'm not super familiar with, but she's obviously a TikTok influencer. And she went public with the fact that she was contacted by like an ad firm that said that they were linked with the Israeli government and that they would give her money to put pro-Israel posts in her content. And then she started digging up other content creators on TikTok. This is predominantly a TikTok thing, it looks like.
I'm sure it's in other platforms too. But.
Of course it would be, China.
But I mean, I think they've got more younger, dumber content creators. And I would actually, some of these Gen Z kids are pretty smart when it comes to seeing through the bullshit. Like,
kudos to that, yeah. Because there's still hope.
Yes. So, I mean, there are certain things I will critique Gen Z on all fucking day long. Like, your social skills suck, guys. I mean, but I'm glad that you're wide awake about U.S.-involved wars and that shit. So, good on you. And so, they've been reaching out to people who've already posted kind of anti-Israel stuff or pro-Palestinian stuff, trying to get them to switch teams for money. Mm-hmm. And they've been reaching out to other people just to be like, hey, if you want to promote Israel. But we have this thing in this country called the Foreign Agent Registration Act, FARA, which has been in the news a bit lately because they were trying to bust... I think that was what they were trying, the Obama administration was trying to hit General Flynn with. I think that was one of the things that, well, they were trying to get him with the Espionage Act too, and the foreign regime. And then the right is going after Hunter Biden saying like he's had all this interaction with foreign governments and he should have been registered under FARA and all, you know, high profile people. Well, basically what FARA is if you are functioning on behalf of a foreign government,
mm-hmm. You need to be registered.
You need to be registered as a foreign agent, and there's a process for that. Mm-hmm. And you have to be visible about compensation you're receiving. So if these people are taking money that's being laundered through an ad agency, but from the government of Israel, like you're getting the ad agency isn't paying you. Israel's paying the ad agency to pay you. That's like one degree of separation away.
Yes.
You're a foreign agent. So hey, kiddos, TikTokin. Don't do this. And if you have done this, go fill out the paperwork, because I promise you at some point in time, it's going to catch up to you and you're going to hear federal agents open up and your ass will be grass because you took money from Israel to promote their propaganda online and you're not registered as a foreign agent.
It's just not kosher, kids.
It's not kosher.
I wonder if all the dual citizen Israelis in our government are registered.
Good question.
That would be like too kind of, I mean, I think maybe gray area because they're dual citizens. So like,
what's a dual citizen doing in our politics?
Well, we shouldn't have dual citizens in our politics. I think maybe it's time to amend some laws and say like, pick a team. And if it's not ours, you're unelectable. I got that feeling, you know. Like, you should have to renounce any dual citizenship if you want to seek elective office, at least at the federal level or higher. Like, I don't know, you want to be a mayor, whatever. Maybe that's okay.
We already had a German governor. The governator.
He wasn't German, he was Austrian.
Austrian.
Gott in Himmel. Yeah.
He recently had a surgery, if I'm not mistaken.
Is he a she now?
No.
Not that kind of surgery.
No. I think it has something.
He wanted to get in touch with his feminine side.
I mean.
Arnoldina.
It was definitely a change of heart. Something about pacemaker.
Ah, okay. But now I'm wondering, though, what the application is to former presidents, because Obama should not have been in 10 Downing Street. I mean, maybe Obama's registered as a foreign agent. I'm not, what, who the fuck, what, how is he doing deals in,
yes. Why is he doing deals when he's no longer an elected official?
I mean, he's not elected. But somebody's calling the policy shots, and it sure isn't, you know, the senile pedophile.
it's not Uncle Bernie?
It's not Uncle Bernie. It's not Ramblin' Joe. Ramblin' Josie.
President Harris, what about her?
Oh, you're funny.
Oh, please don't tell me she's in the room.
How did I keep getting in here? The door was open.
We gotta start locking.
I rode a school bus. I love school buses.
Mr. Japanese guy, can you...
You are very dishonored. Your post in government here. Sabuku.
What am I supposed to do with this sword? It's very sharp. Ah!
Okay, can you guys take that outside, please?
Anyways, so I think we have a serious problem with the Israeli government trying to perpetuate psyops through social media. I think this is going to be problematic for a lot of people eventually. I would hate to see a bunch of dumb kids wind up in federal prison. maybe they'll just get ankle bracelets. I mean, you know.
Yep. Some fancy nail jewelry.
But this is like legit federal offense. And it's
You know what they'd end up doing, right? So for our new unboxing video today, I'm going to be unboxing my federal ankle bracelet. I did a no-no. I didn't realize it was a no-no, and I took some money from people I shouldn't have. So we're just going to make sure it fits and see.
I wonder how many people have been promoting Ukraine, though, under the same pretext. I'm sure that's been happening. That you've got not only the people promoting Israel, but I'm sure that I'm sure that same ad agency has been going after people already to promote Ukraine. I bet. Dollars to donuts, people. Anyways,
maybe we should avoid them as a sponsor.
All right, let's swing it to a finale. Thanks for joining us tonight. This has been AG.
Link.
Jersey Girl.
And that's a wrap.
It's been a few days now. I still haven't weighed in on Israel-Palestine. I honestly don't know who to post. Usually it's easy. BLM, bang. Ukraine, bang. COVID, bang. Hey, did you do your Israel-Palestine post yet? I've never missed a stance. So who'd you go with? I look at my phone, I see a lot of Republicans supporting Israel. So I go, maybe stay away from that. Then I see a lot of the people we've been calling Nazis supporting Palestine. But then get this, the people that we've been calling them Nazis with are happy Israel's getting attacked. Riddle me that. But there really is no easy answer here.
Did you do your Israel-Palestine post yet?
No.
What does your manager think of that?
I'm retired.
Oh, you don't have representation right now?
Obviously, I was at the front lines of getting mad at Kanye West when he was doing the anti-Semitism stuff. Everyone was thanking me for standing up for the Jewish community. So naturally, I'm seeing this happen. I go, okay, we're back with the Jews again. I see Kylie Jenner post for Israel. I think, okay, the word's in. Then boom, she's getting killed on every angle, so it's not Israel. So I started doing a bit more research. I'm seeing Queers for Palestine. And generally, you want to be on the side of the queers. If you look at the things, you're not going to get in trouble if you go with what the queers are saying. Then Mia Khalifa, who we obviously support, is posting with the queers. And she's getting fired from her job. The whole reason I'm posting this is to get in better standing with my job. And by the way, I started to see that your silence is noted post popping up, so we're running out of fucking time here. If you had to pick, who would you say?
I would stay out of it like I told you.
But if you kind of have to choose, which is sort of what a situation I feel like I find myself in. But you don't understand, I gotta post to support one of them. I know to you, it might be like, oh, who cares what he thinks. A buddy of mine booked a Geico commercial from his Ukraine TikTok, so it happens. Feels like we like decolonizing. What is decolonizing? Is that just like killing the people?
It's a difficult situation.
That's literally what I was saying, man. Because normally it's pretty easy.
I don't know what the answer is.
This one's, I just want to post one of the flags and sort of be done with it. And it's tougher than you think. I'm getting yelled at if I post Palestine. I'm getting yelled at if I post Israel. It's starting to feel like, if anything, I'm the victim here. I'm looking on the internet. I see Jews for Palestine. I kid you not. Also, I'm watching the parades. We're talking Times Square. Between me and you, when I see a bunch of brown people having a parade, I think it's a pretty safe bet to be on their side. Never failed me before. I mean, people are probably texting each other right now, wondering where my statement is. Israel, though, probably, right? Yeah. For me, it's a little more complicated as a Gentile, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe if I look at who's getting censored, that's a good place to look. Like, follow the YouTube warnings.
And then I'm looking at UN women, thinking, you know, follow the sniz, whatever the women say is usually pretty good. They're just posting random shit that has nothing to do with it. Trans lesbians or lesbians. Can I just go with that? Just like a random blanket post. Just be like, hey, lesbos, just so you know, lesbos with dongs are still lesbos. Stop avoiding the dong lesbos. I feel like it's the wrong move.
But you going Israel or Palestine, you thinking?
No English.
Oldest trick in the book, my friend. I wish I could do the same.
Okay, so like, if native people in America took down some girls at Coachella, I'd probably be like with the natives against me, right? Like, that seems right.
I can talk to my representation for you if you're...
No, it's okay.
Palestine's gotta have Jewish people there, right? Like, Palestine, isn't that... Am I being messed with here?